Welcome back to the News Hour, Friday afternoon, and it's time for our first edition for this year of the Illini Notebook with the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart. Brian, good to see you back here in the orange and blue, getting ready for the opener tomorrow for Illinois football against Kent State. I guess first things first, let's not have any lightning delays like the last time Kent State rolled into town.
That's right. Yeah, that was Bill Cubitt's debut that particular night. It was a Friday night. We did two pregames that weekend, two pregame shows. We started twice because the game was delayed for several hours, three, I think. They had people packed in everywhere. They think they had tornado precautions maybe or lightning precautions and everything that was going on. I just remember a lot of water running all over the field and then eventually lightning. And every time a lightning bolt hit, they had to wait another 30 minutes.
Yep.
And then eventually called it. And so Bill Cubitt's debut was delayed a little bit. But they came out the next day, and I know they gave away a lot of water. It was hot. The crowd showed up, and Illinois won 52-3. So that's the only time we've ever played Kent State.
Yeah, so they're back again to start the third year under Lovie Smith. And the talk has basically been what kind of expectations are there for the third season under Lovie Smith, and I know he didn't start a full recruiting cycle ahead of his first season.
Coaches told me, Ron Zook told me years ago when he was here, he said, Brian, here's what happens. The first year, you lose big. Second year, you lose closer games. The third year, you start winning close games. And the fourth year, you start winning big. That's generally how it goes. And depending on the timetable, and you're right, Lovie Smith didn't come in until later that first year. But that's always stuck with me. And when you look back at the history of Ron Zook's teams, Ron Turner's teams, and now we're in Lovie Smith's third year, the previous two coaches, teams started to take off. Mike White, you know, similar type thing where began to take off in that third year. And so I can tell Lovie Smith is genuinely excited. He's looking forward to this. He loves coaching these young men. And so I think that now that we have a new offensive coordinator, who's come in and done a really nice job, very personable guy in Rod Smith. And with the quarterback situation kind of firming up with A.J. Bush, I think there's a lot of people are intrigued by this team now, but now they also want to see progress. They want to see forward momentum. Let's win some games. Let's beat the – talking about fans now. Let's beat the Rutgers. Let's beat the Minnesotas. Let's beat the teams that we're competing with right now and rebuilding and then be competitive and play well in the games against Penn State and Nebraska and give yourself a chance in those games, then you kind of have the season that a third year can produce.
Brian Barnhart here with us on the Illini Notebook, brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Beru's, and Seven Saints. Not unusual for the Illini to open up against a lower conference team, if you will, against a MAC-type squad. These are a couple of games here against this week and next week in Western Illinois. It's not an exhibition game for sure, but at the same time, it's not the competition you'll face in conference.
No, but I think it's a good place to start. Now, it's interesting to me when you watch a game like last night where Northwestern's playing at Purdue. I mean, you're going to learn a lot about yourself really fast in that first half, especially between those two teams. So we'll learn some things. I think it'd be interesting to see how the offense works with Rod Smith. I'm sure they're going to keep, you would think, they're going to hold some things back or continue to work on other things as we get further along. But, you know, just getting A.J. Bush established, getting the running game going, see how Mikey Dudek looks, and hopefully they can get him some one-on-one situations in the slot. How about your depth at some of those positions, the offensive line? How do those guys gel with a guy coming over from the defensive side to play offensive line? You've moved some guys around a little bit from different positions. But those five guys in camp at the starting offensive line stayed the same throughout camp, basically. So you want to establish those guys and on defense and get your, with Hardy Nickerson now in his third year, your system should be in place. Getting Jake Hansen back, how will he look after missing all of last year? What about Delshawn Phillips? What kind of a year can he have? Those are all things you'll be learning and watching and observing. And then when you get to the third game with South Florida, then you're going to say, okay, let's step up in competition. Let's see what we really look like against a team of that caliber. But, you know, Kent State's rebuilding too. They were 2-10 last year. They struggled to score the football. They just have gone to a new coach. So they're kind of in transition right now too. But as coaches say, and you hear it all the time, this is about us. And that's kind of what it is tomorrow, is coming out of the gate strong.
All right, Brian, let's open up your notebook here for the first time this season and get ready for Kent State tomorrow.
Well, home sweet home, Illinois has 20 consecutive home opening wins. Florida has 28, Oklahoma State 22, Wisconsin 22, and Illinois with 20 consecutive home opening wins. Not necessarily season opening wins, but home opening wins, so that's an impressive stat. Illinois against MAC schools, they've had success against some of them. Miami of Ohio, they're 3-0, 2-0 against Ball State. That was a close one, though, last year. 4-0 against Northern, some of those have been close, but only 2-3 against Ohio in the MAC.
There's several Ohio-based schools.
Right, and a couple of losses to Western Michigan, 4-2 against those particular schools. Kent State, I found this interesting, the opponent tomorrow, since 1977, we talk about the up-and-down nature that we've experienced here over the years. Since 1977, Kent State has had only three winning seasons.
Ooh, ouch.
Since 1977. So think about that. Go back to Gary Moeller, basically, that time frame. And all the years since then, and have three winning seasons since then. And that's they've been struggling. Now, in 2012, they went 11-3, got as high as number 18 in the polls, and the coach was?
Oh, was that Jeff Brohm?
Daryl Hazel.
Oh, yeah, he went on to Purdue.
Went to Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's one of the three winning seasons in that stretch. And last year, this is a team that at Kent State gave up 56 points at Clemson, 42 at Louisville, 48 at Ohio, 44 to Bowling Green, 48 to Western Michigan, and 42 to Central Michigan. So they're trying to get better on both sides of the ball as well. And I think they averaged 12 points a game last year, and Illinois averaged 15 a game. So both teams looking to improve offensively with Rod Smith coming in from Arizona for the Illinois offense, which I think they will show some pretty quick improvement, especially with A.J. Bush. But also the coach, Sean Lewis, from the state of Illinois, played at Wisconsin, and was with Dino Babers when Dino was the coach at Eastern Illinois and Bowling Green, where they won a couple of MAC titles, and Syracuse, where they averaged about 48 points a game maybe or something like that last year.
Yeah, he's got a pretty impressive resume. Yeah. And if there's somebody that can turn around a MAC program, he could do it.
And if you remember, when Dino Babers was at Eastern, it was Jimmy Garoppolo, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the quarterback. And so Sean Lewis, the coach at Kent State, was a part of that. So there's some interesting connections to all of that as we get ready to start the season tomorrow.
All right, and it starts at 11:01 officially tomorrow morning. Game day coverage begins at 9:30. You can hear it here on DWS, and Brian and Martin take over at 10 a.m. Brian,
very good.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, let's do it again.
All right, we'll do it next Friday. That's the Illini Notebook brought to you by Guido's, Billy Brews, Jupiter's, and Seven Saints. Local news is next.